Nehemiah, the man of God, really was a great man, stood for truth, wanted God's people to be a secured people, building the wall, hanging the gates, making sure that they were protected, that they had an identity. And once those gates were built up and the wall was built up, because the people had a mind to work, Nehemiah 4, verse number 6, then it was time to bring in the law. It was time to bring in the word. In Nehemiah chapter 8, if you will, let's look at this for a few minutes. Won't keep you long. Just want to make a few points and look at the great emphasis upon God and his word. When we consider great emphasis upon the word of God, we see great emphasis on the public reading of scripture. In Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse number 1, now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in the front of the water gate, and they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses. Bring that book. We need the book. We need the instructions. You know, all of us need the book. All of us need the word of God. We cannot live without the word of God and be successful. And what I mean by that is that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We understand what Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 10, verse 23. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It's not in man that walketh to direct his steps. A lot of times we're trying to direct our own steps. And here we understand that Nehemiah tells Ezra, the scribe, bring the book. You know, every time that you are in class, you ought to desire that the book be read, that the book is taught. Nothing else, not opinion, not what we feel. We want the book. Look at verse number 2. Great attention was given to the word of God. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women and all who could hear with understanding. And on the first day of the seventh month, then he read from it in the open square that was in the front of the water gate from morning to midday. Great attention was given to the word of God. We must give great attention to God's word. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Mike, every word of God is important. Not one of God's words are not important. All of them are important. Why? Because holy men who were moved by the Holy Spirit, they wrote. And because they wrote, they're important. Just like they were important then, they're still important today. Friends, let us have a high regard for God's word. A high respect for the word of God. Let's not read it in a flippant way. Let's not say, well, I understand that that's God's word, but I really like it this way. No, God's word is important. Look at verse number 5. Great reverence was given to the word. Great reverence. Notice what your Bible says. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Can you imagine that if we was reading God's word and the elders said, you know, and everybody stand up. Why? The word of God is being read. Sometimes we go to places and accolades are given to a person and we'll give a person a standing ovation. Oh, we're not to clap at the word of God. We ought to be able to stand at the word of God. The reverence that they had for God's word. Friends, it ought to be like a fire shut up in our bones and just burning. We can't wait to get it out. Here, these people, when the word of God is being read, they stood up. We don't understand the context. They haven't had it. But now that the walls are up and the gates are built and now Ezra is there and he's standing before them and now they stand at the word. You know, I'm amazed that sometimes even when I'm preaching, you find people playing, sleep. Friends, do we understand that God's word is being preached? It's been taught. It's been read. God ought to get the respect due him. We ought to teach our children that. Verse 6, great adoration was given to God's word. In verse number 6. Then all the people answered, amen, amen, while lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Notice the adoration, that the respect that they gave to God. God deserves that respect. But God's word, when it's preached, deserves great explanation. We said that in verse number 7 and 8. Notice what your Bible says. Drop down to the latter part of verse number 7. These men, they helped the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their places. So they read distinctly from the book in the law of God. And they gave the sense. They gave the understanding. They wanted the people to understand according to their understanding. We understand that when we understand what God says, we can apply it to our lives. Proverbs 4, verse number 7, in all thy getting, get an understanding. If you want to read a chapter a day, that's fine. But whatever you read, understand what you're reading. And when you understand what you read, apply it. Jesus said, why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Reverence, high regard for the word of God. Great clarity and insight is given because of the word of God. But then look at verse 9. Great emotion at the reading of God's word. Now, and Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra, the priest, and the scribe, and the Levites, who taught the people and said to all the people, this day is a holy day. This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. They were emotional. But here he says, don't you weep. Don't mourn. This is a great day. Why? We have the word. I'm thankful that there's not a famine in the land of Knife and Main. That the word of God is going forth. That we have elders that love the word, and Brother Cheek is always praying that the word of God be preached from this pulpit. Is that right? That's his prayer. I love that prayer. It's like, is Brother Cheek going to pray today? I want to hear that. I want to make sure that the word of God is being preached in this pulpit. And if Brother Bonner can't preach the word, he needs to go. You get a man that preaches the word. Why? Because souls are at stake. Verse number 10, great exhortation to be joyful. Then he said, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portion to those whom have nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, the joy of the Lord is still our strength. We ought to be rejoicing every day, Philippians 4:4. He's rejoicing. Little Ben is rejoicing over there. It's a good little boy. Verse 11 and 12. A great departure with purpose. I want all of us tonight that when you leave here, you purpose in your heart that you're going to do what God wants you to do. You're going to seek and save the lost. Invite someone to worship on Sunday morning. Tell them, hey, you come and you hear the word and worship with us. Invite those who are not Christians. Maybe they have family problems and they got emotional problems. Maybe they're looking for a church home. Invite them there so the borders of the kingdom can be expanded through the gospel preaching. Friends, this is what it's about. So the Levites quieted all the people, saying, be still, for the day is holy. Do not be grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and drink and send portions, greatly rejoicing, because they understood the words that were declared to them. You know, when we understand God's word, when we understand his law, we ought to be a joyful people. It ought to help us with our homes and help us on our jobs, and help us to be great people, people of great faith, knowing that God takes care of us. And friends, make no mistake about it, God takes care of his people. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. God takes care of his people. If you're not a child of God, we want you to be a child of God. We want you to know that God loves you. He loves you so much he was willing to give his son. His son was willing to shed his blood. His blood will save you from God's wrath. You don't want God mad at you. And here Jesus was sent to subside the wrath of God. God doesn't even want to be mad. Therefore, he sent his son. So you get in his son and God is not mad. And those who are not in Christ, the wrath of God abides upon them now. John 3:36. We don't want God mad at us. We want God happy with us. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Repent of your sins, confess Jesus Christ to be Lord, be buried in water for the remission of your sins, and God himself will add you to his son's church, the church of Christ. Be faithful even to the point of death, and God will give you the crown of life. To maybe a child of God, and well, your regard for the word is not as high as it needs to be. Let's get it up there. So it can help us in every aspect of our lives as we stand and as we sing to save us invitation.